Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Signature Global (India) Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Adhidev Chattopadhyay. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I'd like to welcome you all to the Signature Global (India) Limited Q4 FY24 results call. From the management, we have with us today Mr. Pradeep Kumar Aggarwal, the Chairman and Whole-Time Director, Mr. Lalit Kumar Aggarwal, the Vice Chairman and Whole-Time Director, Mr. Ravi Aggarwal, Managing Director, Mr. Devender Aggarwal, the Joint MD and Whole-Time Director, Mr. Rajat Kathuria, the Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Manish Garg, the Chief Financial Officer, and Ms. Kritika Singh, Head of Investor Relations. I'd now like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you, and thank you.
Thanks, Adhidev. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the earnings conference call for Signature Global. I'm delighted to engage in a discussion with you following our fourth quarter and full financial year earnings, during which we also share our accomplishments for the year and provide guidance for the upcoming year. I trust that you have reviewed the company's financial performance for the fourth quarter and full year, along with the investor presentation and accompanying press release, all of which are available on our website and stock exchanges. Before we delve into our operational and financial performance, I would like to touch upon the notable transformation in India's real estate sector and at the country level in general. This will provide a solid foundation for our discussion on the performance we will be presenting for the full year. In the final quarter of 2023, October-December, India's GDP surged by robust 8.4%, surpassing the RBI projection of 6.5%. This stronger-than-expected GDP growth in quarter four 2023 led several agencies to revise their forecast upward for India's financial year 2023-24 and 2024-25 growth, making India stand out among major economies. Recently, most agencies estimated India's growth to be in the range of 6.5%-7% for next financial year. Behind the nation's rapid growth lie factors such as increasing disposable income, rapid urbanization, enhanced affordability, and improved aspirational goals, which are also driving the real estate sector of the country. The financial year showcased two notable trends. Firstly, a growing inclination toward the premium real estate segment reflected changing customer preferences. Home buyers obtained luxury amenities and superior construction quality in the prestige location. Secondly, stronger developers demonstrate strength during economic challenges, leading to a consolidation in real estate development. Established players gain market share due to their ability to maintain quality and delivery standard, indicating itself toward trusted brand in the real estate industry. Despite the Reserve Bank of India implementation of a strict monetary policy stance, the residential sector in the country witnessed an extraordinary surge in both sales and new property launches throughout 2023. This outstanding performance resulted in a significant milestone, with over 3 lakh houses units sold, setting a record that had not been achieved in a decade, according to CBRE. The real estate consultancy also highlighted those major banks extended approximately 2.7 lakh crore in credit to residential sector until January 2024, representing an annual increase of around 37%. Moving on the financial and operational performance of your company, Signature Global achieved its best ever quarterly and annual pre-sale performance of INR 41.4 billion and INR 72.7 billion respectively, with year-on-year growth rate of 240% for the fourth quarter and 112% for the full year, thereby significantly exceeding guidance of 45 billion INR in FY24. Collections grew 62% to INR 31.1 billion, again comfortably surpassing our annual guidance of INR rupees 29 billion. Following strong operational performance, the net profit of the company for FY24 stood at INR 0.016 billion against the loss of INR 0.64 billion last year. The latest quarterly figure underscores our company's steadfast dedication to quality and customer-centric growth approach. As you are aware, we have strategically moved towards increase the speed of our growth track and capitalize on prevailing opportunities. While our focus was primarily on affordable segment in the past few years, we have now diversified our portfolio towards the mid-income and premium segment as well. Looking ahead to our strategic vision requires a complete transition, directing our effort towards the promising demand in the mid-income and premium segment, where ample opportunities are emerging. Our focus on maintaining positive cash flow has been helpful in providing us with the flexibility needed to navigate through these challenges. This approach not only position us to mitigate risk, but also create opportunities for sustainable profitability and long-term value creation for our stakeholders. In India, success in the residential real estate category has been attributed to localized players for a variety of the reasons. The ability to acquire land more efficiently, execute projects more efficiently, and most importantly, understand pricing dynamics due to the deeper understanding of the market. The largest players from the north did not achieve significant success with expanding to Mumbai or other cities, while the most successful Mumbai player has only recently started expanding beyond Mumbai or after the significant success. Bengaluru-based players have found significant success in localized market with a focus primarily on the South India. Of course, there are expectations to this rule a few Pan-India players. We are relatively a young company with less than a decade of experience in the real estate industry, and we are still in the initial stage of our corporate journey. We have also been fortunate to be a geography where competition is very limited in terms of land acquisition, especially where the demand surpasses supply. For a variety of reasons, including proximity to a supply served Delhi, extensive infrastructure development, job creation, and the presence of multinationals, there is an enormous amount of genuine demand in Gurugram for good quality housing at the right price. And this is a segment where we are creating to. Therefore, being a geography, we do not foresee it is a risk at all for the next 3 to 5 years, mainly because we are at the right price point. At the current stage, say after 3 years, we might consider nearby geographies like Noida or other cities, a promising market, rather than venturing into completely unfamiliar territories. For now, what we perceive as a risk to us being a single geography player, indeed, it is an advantage for us. In our view, expanding a new geography might create a risk at a current stage. Last financial year, we also witnessed an increase in construction spending with the demand surging and the land acquisition and construction costs rising. We believe this is likely to remain elevated this year as well. In terms of revenue recognition, we believe the figure was slightly lower for this year. However, we expect it to improve in this FY25. Our estimate is that revenue recognition for FY25 is likely to be around 3,800 crore, and we believe that growth is likely to be reflected on a quarter-on-quarter basis going forward. I will now hand over to our CEO, Mr. Rajat Kothuria, to share the financial performance in detail. Thank you.
Yeah, hi. Afternoon, everyone. While we've put up the numbers and, I would just like to share a few views and some bit of guidance for the coming year. We are witnessing a sustained sort of trend in terms of strong housing demand. So, we've always been saying that, the market's hugely supply constrained. So, it's not that last 1 or 2 years that, the trend has really picked up, but if you really look at our last 4 years of performance, in fiscal year 21, we did sales of about 1600 odd crores, and as we are supplying more inventory, that inventory is kind of getting picked up. So honestly, what is the true market demand is very tough to estimate, but it's very safe to say that yes, it's much more than the current level of supply being done by the entire, housing players in this particular market. So from, getting back to about 1600 odd crores in FY21, last year we did about, 7300 odd crores. This was much higher than the previous year and even, the guidance we rolled out at the middle of the year. So there's almost like a 60% plus, sales CAGR, which we've witnessed. And as of today, we are in the best possible position in terms of ready to launch inventory. In the history of the company, we've never been in such a good position ever. As of today, we are very confident that we'll be doing launches of almost northwards of 16,000 crores within the first three quarters itself of this financial year. And we forayed into premium housing, these high-rise apartments by a project called DLX, which I think got some media attention, so you guys might be aware, wherein we did sales of almost close to 3,600 odd crores, roughly 2.7 million sq ft equivalent project got sold as it was launched, and it was actually multiple times oversubscribed. So, that was the significant launch for the previous year, which happened in the fourth quarter, and that was one of the key factors which helped us achieve this annual, sales potential of almost 7,300 odd crores. But for the current year, we are coming up with launches at multiple locations, whether it be, the Sohna Elevated Corridor, where we tested a lot of success, over the past few years. We're coming up with a large project over there. We're coming up with another apartment complex on the Southern Peripheral Road in Sector 71. So these two are fairly large launches, which should happen, let's say, within the next 6 months, effectively within the initial quarters of this financial year. And, then there are a couple of other locations within Gurgaon. So effectively, we are fairly confident that these launches of 16,000 crores should happen, which will help us with the thesis that, since the supply is constrained, and as we are able to come up with more sustained supply of products at the right price points, the demand is always there. If I talk about the current situation, we are, running at the lowest possible, unsold inventory in the company because, as we're launching projects, it's getting sold. Talking of a few more facts for the previous year, our average realizations improved. It is almost about 11,800. So which in absolute terms, it doesn't seem very high. Still products are priced less than 12,000 rupees a foot. And, coming from, Signature Global, which is like a very well-recognized brand in the local market, it doesn't seem too expensive at all. But, it's like a fair bit of rise because in the previous year, the same number stood at about 7,800 odd crores. So, we've seen better realizations, higher sales, much better collections. Our payment plans are usually very end user driven, very construction or time linked sort of plans are there, so our collections were close to about 3,100 odd crores, again a steep rise vis-a-vis the previous year. So all those key performance indicators are moving northwards, as anticipated, and we are fairly convinced that in the coming year, some of these guiding numbers which we are providing, should fall in place. So whether it be the launches which we are targeting for about 16,000 crores, which is a bit of a science, because we know the exact area to be launched and the pricing, guesstimate is there. So 16,000 crores is a bit of a science. But we are again taking up a sales target of upwards of 10,000 crores. So please keep in perspective that, we're just a 10-year-old enterprise. We started operations back in 2014. And, for FY fiscal year 24-25, we are taking our sales target of 10,000 crores. This is almost 37% higher than the sales which we've done in the current year. So, and, all of this, as a thumb rule, by and large is happening just because of few factors. Our approach has always been towards the business that, this is a home manufacturing company, keep churning the projects at a good pace, keep the cash flows very healthy, treat it like any other, B2C business, focus on good quality brand, focus on strong distribution, focus on strong financial discipline. So, just the same set of factors coupled with the fact that to what even Pradeep ji was saying that, we feel that there's so much to be done in this geography and we've never, you know, moved out of that strategy. So, you know, some of these basic things, you know, which have really helped us over the last decade, you know, we intend to continue, you know, doing the same things. You know, it's not that we have something very differentiated plan, you know, for the coming, you know, small to medium term. But, you know, so that's why, you know, this bit of confidence that with these launches of 16,000 crores, you know, our sales, we should be able to achieve 10,000 plus crores. Collections should stay robust. Our guesstimate is that this number should be close to about 6,000 odd crores. A lot of it will come for projects which are already under development. So about 65% of these collections are anticipated from projects which are already under development, while the balance 30-35% we are hoping that, you know, from the sales, since it's happening, or the launches, since it's happening in the earlier part of the year, you know, about balance 30-35% of the proposed collections are planned out of the new projects. One very critical factor, you know, which I would like to, you know, bring to all of you is that the last year was significant for us in many ways. You know, we managed to take the company, you know, public. We've received a very good response, you know, after the public offering as well. In addition, you know, while we were going public and in the offer document, we had mentioned that we are acquiring something very significant, you know, land parcel on the southern peripheral road. But at that stage, it was merely an agreement to sell. There was no, you know, conveyance of land which had happened at that stage. But as of today, you know, there's almost 17 million square foot of, you know, developable space which has been added through the course of the last year and primarily in the second half of the previous year, which is in Sector 71, almost 92 plus acres of land, which is primarily owned by the company, and there's, you know, a smaller portion which is, you know, coming to us in the form of the JDA. So, you know, this entire acquisition on which we were working for a reasonable bit of time is now complete. You know, we've moved on in terms of project planning now. And, you know, this acquisition will help us in, you know, coming years to really change the scale of operations. You know, it's a very significant location. We are not a, you know, multiple decades old entity, but, you know, maybe at the right time or an opportune time, you know, we've managed to, you know, create such good sort of, you know, land position. So if you look at our total portfolio as of today, you know, some rounded up numbers, but effectively 48 odd million square foot of development, of which 16 million is ongoing, that is expected to get completed between this financial year and the coming financial year. There's another 32 million square foot, which includes the project which we just launched, you know, Deluxe DXP. But by and large, almost 29 million plus square foot of portfolio is something, you know, which we'll be launching in the, you know, next 2 to 3 years. So as of today, you know, we are sitting on very good portfolio. A lot of these, you know, developments are happening in places besides 71, where we've been doing launches in the past. So about, you know, very broadly, 17 million is in Sector 71. About 7 million is in Sohna, about 3 million is in, you know, the northern peripheral or the Dwarka Expressway, part of which got launched. And the balance 5 million is at a couple of other very good strategic locations within Gurgaon. So, good growth on sales. In the previous year, we are very hopeful of similar sales performance or growth in the coming year. Likewise, growth in collections as well. Portfolio seems fairly strong, very robust. Also, in terms of, you know, the balance sheet, we feel very comfortable. We have a net debt position which is just about, you know, 1150 odd crores, which, you know, we usually compare it in terms of, you know, the operating cash flow which we are creating. So, you know, in the previous year, if we've created operating cash of about 3,100 odd crores. The surplus was, you know, in excess of 900 crores, or about 30% was the surplus, which was available to us, you know, either for land acquisition or for, let's say, distribution to shareholders. But technically, given the level of growth, and these acquisitions which were happening, you know, we've deployed bulk of it in acquiring this 17 million sq ft of, you know, land parcel in Sector 71, and also acquired land from our JJ partners, which is about 1.5 million sq ft. In the coming year, the operating surplus is also going to, you know, go up significantly. In the previous year, if our surplus was about 30%, in the coming year of this 6,000 crores of collection, about 45%, you know, we anticipate to be the operating surplus available to the company. And just a linked point, you know, so given the surplus is going to be so strong, you know, we've also stated that the net debt will never cross 0.5 times the operating surplus. In absolute terms also, the net debt number should go down. So, you know, at the current scale, the net debt is, you know, not very high, but, you know, that number is also going down, you know, in the coming year. So, you know, balance sheet seems to be in a comfortable zone. There's a lot of focus besides sales on completions during the year. You know, even in the previous year, we've done a lot of hard work on the execution front, but, you know, some of these project completions tend to be lumpy in nature. So, you know, in the coming year, we are anticipating completions of about, you know, 3,800 odd crores. So, you know, on a quarterly basis, you will see significant completions taking place. And the next year, I think there's again going to be a 40% to 50% rise in value terms of the completions which are happening. So, you know, that will have, you know, more revenue being recognized on the P&L. So by and large, these are the key numbers. You know, happy to address any of, you know, your questions with regard to our current plans or future strategy, whatever. So over to you, Aditya.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes, Deepak, please go ahead.
Yep. Thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. So just first up on the last statement that you mentioned, I think in the presentation I read somewhere we are looking for 12,000 crores kind of a revenue recognition over FY24 to FY26. So ideally, if FY24 is about 1,200 crores and this year we're targeting 3,800 crores, so about 7,000 crores of revenue recognition we're targeting in FY26. Would that be a fair calculation?
Yes.
Okay, understood. And what sort of pre-sales we might be looking at FY26? I mean, if you have to do 7,000 crores of revenue recognition, so what sort of pre-sales we are looking at?
So see, two things are mutually exclusive, Deepak. So pre-sales is a factor of, you know, what is the dry powder with us, what is the unlaunched inventory. So, you know, we've not given a guidance, you know, for FY26 as yet, but, you know, if we're achieving 10,000 crores in this year, you know, we'll definitely be giving a good growth target for the next year. But, you know, one thing at a time, you know, as far as completions are concerned, yes, it's basis the ongoing project. So your math on that is by and large correct.
Absolutely. Okay. I got it. And you also mentioned on the pro forma, right, that ideally the pre-sales or that we would be ideally doing in FY25 would have a embedded PAT of about 25%. And FY24, I think, was about 20-21%.
Correct.
Yeah. So ideally, I mean, would that translate also to your reported revenue as well? If you, I mean, report 3,800 crores this year or 7,000 crores next year, so how would the reported PAT margin might look at in light of, I mean, 16,000 crores more launches you might be doing in FY 2025 itself, right? And FY 2026 might be higher. If you can throw some light on that, would be very helpful.
So Deepak, see, what that embedded EBITDA pro forma statement, portrays is that the sales which we've done in the current year, which is roughly 7,300 odd crores, on that, we anticipate a profitability of 32%. So now, see, we know our land cost, we have our estimate of the development, cost with certain contingencies, on that sales, where we get realizations of about, 11,800 odd rupees a foot, we anticipate, a profitability of about 32% at an EBITDA level. And likewise, for the current year, we have with us, the launches which are happening, the, estimated price points we have. So on that, since we are also coming up with projects in Sector 71, which is more prime, the profitability is going up, and, 35% is a number we are very comfortable for the sales which are yet to happen.
Yeah, correct. So I was just trying to understand this pro forma translating into your the reported P&L. So how different would that be, pro forma versus your reported P&L?
So reported P&L is being, done basis projects which are getting completed. So if in this year we are talking about, completions which will reflect a sales revenue recognition of about 3,800 odd crores, my guess is the average per square foot realization on that scale would be anywhere between 6,000 to 7,000 odd rupees. And our EBITDA margin, should be anywhere, will be a little southwards of 30%. Won't exactly be 30, but it will be a little lower, than that number.
So that itself is a very good number. If on 3,800 crores we can have an EBITDA margin of 30%, so that ideally means 18-20% kind of a PAT margin.
So yeah, about 27-28% of EBITDA margin, and yes, a high teen sort of PAT margin is something which, we anticipate.
High teens, okay. Fair enough. I got it. I think that would be it from my side. All the way best to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deepak.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Murtuza Ariswal from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, Rajat. Hi, Pradeepshi. Congratulations on fantastic performance. Two or three questions from my side. One is, if you could, you've given a 12,000 crore odd of revenue, 120 billion, which is to be recognized over these 3 years. Can you give us a sense on what is the cost and the cost, total cost against it, and the cost already incurred? That's my first question.
Murtuza, we can answer it offline. I think right now we don't have that number on what is the exact cost incurred and yet to be incurred. But by and large, both put together, I think one can safely assume a 27-28% EBITDA margin on this. So I think that will answer to your point from a recognition perspective.
Okay. Point two, similar on the margin thing, if you look at slide 17, where you've given the breakup of revenue recognition between mid-income and affordable, now there is a reasonable shift in the composition towards mid-income from affordable, but the adjusted EBITDA margin does not seem to reflect that fully. You had a bit of a drop. So any reason? I mean, we would have expected that a higher mid-income recognition would lead to an expansion in margins. So anything that could help align that or reconcile that?
See, mid-income, Murtuza, see what's getting recognized. So if, since you have some bit of, background on the company. So mid-income, when we started, these were, very entry-level mid-income, floors which were doing in Sona market.
Okay.
We started selling these at about 4,200-4,300 rupees a foot. So it was Somewhere you could call it either premium affordable stock, you know, early level mid income project. So what is starting to get complete or what is coming to the P&L are these, you know, floors which we did in Sohna market. As you know, we did floors in the Gurgaon market, you know, which started at about, you know, about 7,000 rupees a foot, and you know, we sold them at about 10,000 rupees as well. You know, the margins are expanding, you know, with the Gurgaon meeting the portfolio.
And just the last leg of questions from my side, I think you've partly already addressed that. If I look at that cash flow statement, 31 billion of collections getting you about 9 billion. Even this would reflect some amount of, you know, the cash flow statement would also be representative more of lower margin projects. And we could see this margin profile, you know, you already highlighted that you're looking to go to more towards 45% next year. So would it be fair to say that the current cash flow also has a fair amount of those legacy projects, you know?
See, I think two, three factors. I think it's tough to generalize and, you know, just say that it's... So one factor is, of course, yes, I think there's mix of projects, you know, there's still, you know, affordable housing projects getting completed. So while, you know, so the collections and the completion cost does not have the kind of, you know, difference which a premium project has. So I think that's definitely one of the factors. We also have mid-income projects in Sohna, which we started with as part of it. The other key factor is that we've spent or we have increased our construction spend in the previous year. However, some of those completions are happening in the current year. You know, so that's one, or I would say an equally critical factor due to which, you know, the operating surplus was around 30%. But in the coming year, you know, if we are assuming like a 6,000 crores, you know, of collection, with a much higher, you know, sort of construction spend for us to achieve that 3,800 crores completion plus, you know, construction spend on other projects, you know, we are achieving much higher sort of you know, operating surplus. And that's why that 45% number is being expected for this year.
Sure. Thanks so much, Ajay. Thank you, everyone. Better performance. Looking forward to continued improvement. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Murtaza.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Pritesh Sheth from Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question. First is on, you know, launches. You briefly mentioned in your commentary about you know, the kind of launches that you are looking at this year. You know, just if you can elaborate on the exact you know, size, you know, how much of that is Sector 71, Sohna Road, etc. That would be helpful.
Sure, Pritesh. So, Pritesh, we are coming up with two larger launches. The first one is in Sector 71. You know, it's a group housing project. You know, it's already a licensed project with some 22.5 acres. So, in that project, you know, our overall revenue is expected to be in excess of 6,000 crores. Likewise, in Sohna, you know, it's a large project. You know, we may not fully launch it, but yes, I think bulk of it is getting launched, which also has a revenue potential of more than 6,000 odd crores. Then we are coming up with another group housing project in Sector 84, which is actually literally on, you know, the Dwarka Expressway. So that will have a potential of, you know, a little short of, you know, 2,000 crores, but somewhere in that range. And, you know, then we have a project in a smaller project in 37D, you know, and another township project in Manesar. Both, again, put together have a potential of about 2,000 crores. So, you know, all these four projects, we are at a reasonable stage in approvals. And, you know, that's why we put them in our, you know, guidance roadmap for this year. If you'll add all of this, it will actually cross 16,000 odd crores.
Sure, that's very helpful. And you know, generally we have seen, you know, these mid-income or products which are, you know, very well priced, have seen a very strong response, you know, almost sold out, like you saw in your recent project, RSMD. You know, this 10,000 crore guidance is just, you know, your conservatism to start with, and you feel confident about blocking much more than that, or do you expect, you know, certain of these projects should can have a slower absorption as part of your strategy?
So, Pritesh, ever since, you know, we've started working, you know, we've never seen a slow absorption. You know, we've always conscious of, you know, the customer requirement, you know, the price points which make the product, you know, value for money. Because eventually, these are homes being developed for people and, you know, societies and complexes, you know, should have that value element, you know, from a customer perspective, you know. So, you know, see, we are very confident on the product which we are coming up in all of these markets, you know. So, for instance, Sohna is, you know, these floors which we have done in very high volumes over the previous years. There is very little supply of such product in the market right now. So, you know, this more than 6,000 odd crores which is coming from Sohna is very uniquely positioned. Likewise, even in Sector 71, you know, we've done a fairly good product and, you know, we do intend to come at a price, you know, at which it remains affordable for that segment. You know, it's of course, you know, a reasonable price point as in today's terms, but, you know, still it will be like value for money from a customer standpoint. So, see, we are focusing on the product and mindful of the pricing. I think, I hope what you're saying holds out to be true and, you know, we end up looking conservative on our sales target. But, you know, let things happen and, you know, we speak again in maybe 1 or 2 quarters or 3 quarters in this regard.
Yeah, that's awesome. Second on, you know, margins. So when you say embedded EBITDA margins, you know, does it exclude, I mean, include the interest costs related to the working capital, you know, which you might need? Or, you know, we are at such stage where, you know, projects are getting sold out, so there is no need of working capital, and hence, you know, everything in that 35% EBITDA margin is all in cost that is included.
So, Pritesh, we can talk about this number in different ways.
Yeah.
If I have to very simply put it, we are super comfortable about this, you know, embedded EBITDA margin being talked about for sure. Because, you know, we've acquired land over the last few years or, you know, we've been working on it in a very significant, in a very, you know, diligent way. So, you know, we know our land cost, which is not very steep. It's very competitive, you know, given the current situation. So, you know, construction can be, you know, estimated. There's a certain level of, you know, escalation you can assume on construction. So, you know, this 35% is like a safe figure, you know, which is there. So, as far as interest is concerned, see, our land is by and large paid for. If you look at the entire, this 32 million square foot portfolio, I can tell you that there's maybe less than 400 crores, which is still due on this entire land parcel. You know, there's not even that. I'm still kind of, you know, keeping some buffers while talking of this number. So, you know, there's not much land cost, which is yet to be paid. And once land is paid, it's by and large a negative working capital business. So interest we've considered below the line after this 35%. Working capital, we don't end up spending interest cost. So yes, this factors in all sort of, you know, finance costs, which we may incur in times to come.
Yeah, so eventually, you know, once these projects come up for recognition in P&L, your adjusted EBITDA margin and EBITDA margin, what are getting actually reported, will coincide, right? That's what I want to know. Or maybe, if it's very detailed, we can take it offline.
So the gap will, we can definitely take it offline, but see, the gap will come down. See, in the past when we were not listed, a lot of these, you know, the debt levels were similar. So, you know, the loading of interest on the project cost or effectively cost of goods sold was much higher. Today, for a much larger enterprise, the debt, you know, the gross debt level has come down. So, you know, that finance cost and the cost of debt is coming down. So, you know, that loading on cost of goods sold is much lower. So, gradually, yes, this EBITDA margin and adjusted EBITDA margins, you know, will come into a narrower, you know, difference, narrower range with each other.
Sure, got it. And one last, how much do you expect your land spend to be, you know, next year? You know, while you have given us operating surplus guidance, you know, how much do you think you'll spend it on land and how much would go for debt reduction?
So, see, on the land side, see, we expect it to be about, you know, 1,200-1,500 odd crores we may spend on land, and the balance should be available, you know, for debt reduction stroke debt servicing. So about, you know, actually, the net debt levels could come down significantly from the current level, is what we are expecting by the end of the year.
Perfect. Very interesting. Thank you. All the best to you guys. You're doing a good job. Thank you.
Thank you, Pritesh. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Sabo from Nippon AIF. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. And first of all, congrats to the promoters and Rajat for a very good quarter and a very good year. So, you know, a couple of questions. So the first question, I will break it in terms of the sales and launches figure. So you have guided that, you know, 16,000 shares will be launched this year. And what I see is that the inventory level is currently at around 6,150 crore. So that cumulatively is somewhere close to around 220 billion. So is there an upside to the sales figure which is there? And just as a second part of this question, that in the presentation you have provided on slide number 11, that, you know, the whole 32 million sq ft you aim to launch by FY26. And if I do, like, you know, just selling price into saleable area, that total comes out to around 430 billion of GDV. So for FY26, are we looking at 27,000 crore worth of launches? And do we have the teams in place for handling that sales? So that will be my first question.
Yeah, sure, Vaibhav. Thanks for asking the question. So, Vaibhav, see, fundamentally, we do consider land by and large as a raw material. You know, it's a raw material with comparatively longer gestation period, you know. So usually, our experience has been that whenever we've acquired any land, you know, we end up planning it, you know, as we acquire. And, you know, it takes anywhere between 15 to 18 months to seek all approvals. Approval process is much more, it's quite streamlined, you know, in Gurgaon. There are four or five key approvals. You know, we are quite used to obtaining them on a project-by-project basis. So it takes about, you know, 15 to 18 months to kind of, you know, launch any land parcel which gets acquired. So, you know, as a strategy, the idea is to, you know, have land bank, which is good for, you know, let's say three or four years and not more, you know, in terms of launches. Don't want to comment exactly on the quantum of launch which we'll do for the next year, but yes, I think, you know, your math is not wrong. Over the next two to three years, whatever, two and a half years, three years, you know, we'll launch whatever we have. It's not that, you know, we intend to sit on any of these land banks with the assumption or for any speculative reasons that the pricing may go up. You know, it is like a home manufacturing company. The idea is to keep buying land and keep churning out the end product and sell it. So that's the thesis. Yes, I think the number of the quantum of launch for the coming year is going to be much higher. And we have the dry powder right in hand with us, and there are no significant land payments on this entire portfolio.
Understood. And, you know, just wanted to check, so, you know, just reiterating, so for the sales team, like, you know, have they planned for the magnitude of the sales that we are doing? So has the sales team been encapsulated? Because let's say, you know, that 16,000 crore launch or let's say for next year, even conservatively 20,000-22,000 share of launch, that would require, I would assume, I would be assumed, you know, because we have done like 7,000 CR of sales this year. So, is there a team which we have built out and how we are looking at that?
So, wherever we are comfortable from a competence and capability perspective, whether it is on the sales front or on the, you know, execution front. So I think the platform has, you know, competencies to achieve a much higher scale than at which we are operating. So, you know, that we have those capabilities, what I would like to, you know, add.
Understood. And just a second question, you know, so what was the delivery of means in terms of that, sorry, in terms of the 12 million that we recognized this year, how much have we delivered in terms of million sq ft and number of units for the year?
Vaibhav, if you just, we'll share with that with you offline. I don't have that number handy with me right now.
Sure. And just one last question from my side. For the Sector 71, you know, where we have 70 million sq ft of total land and we are launching, like, I'm assuming around one-third, so around 5 to 6 million sq ft. What's the JDA share? What is the revenue share for the JDA partner, approximately?
So we are not launching one-third, first of all, Vaibhav. We've assumed a launch of about, you know, 3.6 million square foot for the coming year, to be precise. Okay. So a lot of it will still be available for launch in the coming years. I can reconfirm our numbers, but out of the 17 million, I think about 13 to 14 million is fully owned by the company, whereas about, you know, 3.5 million is, you know, is going to come up. 3.5 million is going to come up on a project where there's a JDA partner. The rest is about 13.5 million is kind of owned by the company.
Understood. And what is the JDA share for around? So what is the attributable number in the JDA for, of the 3.5 million square feet to the company?
3.5 million, you could assume that about, you know, 1.2, 1.3 million, you know, revenue equivalent will not come to us while we link the cost. So it's a simple revenue share JDA. I think about 32 to 34, 35 odd percent is, you know, is equivalent to the landowner.
Understood. Thanks a lot for the opportunity and all the best.
Yeah, we were just restating these numbers, reiterating. So 17 million, by and large 13.5 is owned, 3.5 is in JDA. Out of that 3.5, about 35 odd percent ballpark is the JDA share of the landowner. Yeah.
Sure.
Thank you, Vaibhav.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Broker. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my questions and congratulations on good set of numbers in this quarter. So my first question was related to the growth that we envisage in our pre-sales. We want to go from 73 odd billion rupees to almost 100 odd billion, which is good 38% sort of growth on a YOY basis. I mean, would it be possible for you to kind of deconstruct this growth in terms of, I mean, how much do you expect this 38% to come from improvement in same location sales velocity? How much would be the pricing action with the existing projects? And how much of this would essentially be dependent on the new launches that you manage? And fair to assume, given the fact that we generally get to see seriously good sales, even if, I mean, at the launch itself, a large part of this 38% growth would be dependent on the new launches.
So, Prem, thanks for asking this question. So, Prem, the way we look at it is that the, you know, we are coming up with launches in our core markets, you know, so within Gurgaon, you know, there's certain micro markets where we've literally done category creation. So if you look at the Sohna, you know, market, so Sohna is just on the periphery of Gurgaon, and with this Sohna elevated corridor and this Delhi Mumbai industrial corridor starting from Sohna, you know, it's literally become a stone throw away distance from, you know, the Sohna road market of Gurgaon. So, you know, we've done the highest volumes in that market on a sustained basis over the last, you know, 5 to 6 years. And literally, you know, if I may boast a little to say that, you know, we've done a bit of, you know, market creation or category creation, you know, in the solar market. So, you know, we are coming up with a very reasonable size project, which has sale potential of upwards of 60 billion. We are very bullish on the sale. I will prefer to refrain on whether, you know, all of the sale is happening at launch or, you know, it's happening in 1 or 2 quarters. You know, that would be a lot of prediction, a lot of, you know, I would say guesstimate involved in that. But yes, you know, we are very comfortable with that product and location is what I can say. You know, second is Sector 71. So, which is, you know, the group housing project. The product is, I would say, a notch above what we recently launched in Sector 37D. So between these two projects itself, you know, we are doing launches in excess of 12,000 crores or almost 75% of the launch, you know, pipeline which we've talked about. So see, we are comfortable with both of these projects playing. I think we'll wait to see on the customer response, you know. Who knows, it may entirely get sold on launch, but you know, it's all a guesstimate, you know. Let's wait and watch, you know, in next, you know, couple of quarters on how the market responds to it. But
sure.
Our confidence level is high.
Sure. And the other question was, essentially, I mean, when I look at the NCR real estate market today, I mean, and if I were to compare with the last cycle, I mean, we're more than double of what we used to be, which is how, I mean, most of us have been able to grow there. But any sense, what will be our market share in, I mean, would you have any number in mind by when, I mean, let's say if you achieve that number, which is when, I mean, you'd start looking out? Because, I mean, at this point in time, I don't see any issue in terms of growth potential for us, because there are multiple micro markets where we are not yet present in within NCR region. But what sort of number would kind of make you start looking out for new growth opportunities or new growth areas? And what will be our market share in terms of, let's say, value sales in, let's say, NCR real estate market today? What would the total size of this real estate market be now?
So, Prem, I'll not have the exact numbers with me. I can give you guidance broadly in terms of a few numbers. So, see, the migration trend, you know, from people moving from Delhi to Gurgaon is very strong, okay? Because a lot of, you know, grade A offices are in Gurgaon, you know, and it supports a much better, you know, social infrastructure. The connectivity between Delhi and Gurgaon has also gone up significantly. So, you know, over the years, that trend is only going upwards. Post-pandemic, again, you know, we've seen a lot of that trend kind of, you know, getting a lot of traction. So, you know, migration trends are very strong. Supply is still not happening in very large numbers, you know. By and large, Gurgaon is give or take, like, you know, 15,000 to 20,000 homes have, you know, come up in the previous year. And, you know, we've sold about, you know, 4,500, 4,600 odd homes. So we have a fair share in the market, you know, right now. And, you know, we've also tried to distinguish ourselves in the within that market, you know. So, mid-income could be a slightly, you know, we're playing in a slightly broad sort of spectrum, you know, starting at about 1-1.5 crores and going up to about 5 odd crores, you know. So that's the spectrum in which we are playing. So, you know, there is little competition which we see from, you know, large developers who have, like, good presence in this market and who can come up with a sustained supply. There are a few large developers who've got very little, you know, land position in this market, and hence they'll not be able to come up with a sustained supply. Whereas, you know, since we belong to this market and, you know, we have good portfolio, you know, we have a good, you could say, a quarter, you know, about anywhere close to 25-odd%, you know, market share is something which we are enjoying, and we'll hold up to that sort of share in this market.
Sure. And any thoughts on when would you be required to go and start looking out outside NCR real estate market? Because as I see it, I mean, If I were to look at, let's say, last large three listed real estate developers, including you, I mean, the aggregate sales between you three seems as if I mean, we've done more than 30,000 odd crore between three of us. Is it possible to be able to see some more consolidation because 30,000 crore in itself between three is fairly large number to have, right? Is it possible to be able to have more market share consolidation, or the way to grow is to be able to kind of look for new growth areas?
So the way we look at this frame is that, see, we are still supply constrained. We are not, you know, housing surplus as a country or as a, you know, any of the cities. You know, the demand, the population, you know, growth of this region, you know, Gurgaon within the entire large North Indian sort of, you know, area is so significant that, you know, we are hugely supply constrained, you know. So we feel, see, it's tough to say what is that real, you know, market, housing market, you know, in Gurgaon right now, but it's significantly higher than the numbers we are talking about. So I don't think we need to eat up into any market share. I think this entire pie is going to increase significantly over the years to come.
Sure. Thank you. That's my end, and all the very best for future.
Thank you, Prem.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take this as a last question, and I'll hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
I think thanks to all of you for, you know, giving us this time out today. We've seen a good last year, and, you know, we've tried to maintain that discipline in terms of, you know, the guidance which we give and, you know, what we try and actually achieve as a company. So we hope that statement holds good for the year to come. But given the current situation, we stay very positive on the business, and you know, we would like to keep coming up or keep beating our own targets in times to come, and, you know, hope to stay associated with all of you in times to come. Thanks a lot for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.